Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Tony Bruno filling in. Miss Robin here down in Southwest Florida, where they're playing a college tournament in Fort Myers. The Classic. It's one of the many, many college basketball tournaments going on, and they're doing one down here. People were on the beach yesterday morning because people come down here, and the beaches are full. Now, the water is still warm because it's the Gulf of Mexico, but a lot of people come down. While everybody goes away, a lot of people come to Florida for the holidays because their families are here. So it's always great. Just be careful out there. It's crazy on the roads. You already know that. They showed the pictures of the 405 freeway in L.A. where we used to live and have to drive to work every day. And when we lived there, it was bumper to bumper every day. But I remember the one Thanksgiving night, I was trying to drive to work, and I left the house at 4 o'clock to be on for 7 o'clock. I wound up doing my first segment on the phone from the 405.
And this
that's how backed up it was.
17 miles.
17 miles. It took me almost 4 hours to get from Venice Beach all the way up to the 405 to the Sherman Oaks exit up there at the 405. That's how crazy it is. So just be careful out there. People here in Florida drive like crazy anyway. So just be careful when you're driving and don't drink and drive. And don't smoke dope and drive either, because to me, it's the same thing.
But if you are driving or sitting or laying down and you would like to give us a call, the listener phone number for WPHT is 855-839-1210. That's 855-839-1210. And we'd love to hear from you.
Now, the one thing I want to play this again, because I'm sure most people have seen it. We played the spoof version of it yesterday. But the big story this morning, other than the ceasefire going on in the Middle East, and that's a good story. Whenever there's a ceasefire, we just hope this lasts and they can get these stupid wars over with. But the bottom line is, now, Kenneth says, the image of Tony washing his feet in the tub has ruined my appetite for tomorrow. You know, we walk around barefoot here. You know, we wear flip-flops, you know, shorts. You know, that's what happens here. And so how is that an ugly sign?
Some people are totally turned off by feet, and others are the exact opposite.
I'm not saying I use my feet to look. It's not that I'm looking at my feet or want people to look. I don't have a foot fetish. What do I look like? The former head coach of the New York Jets?
I don't know what he said.
What did you say, Luigi?
I said it's callous behavior.
Callous. Oh, you get it? Callous behavior. Not Harry. Great Harry Callous. Oh, my. Anyway, let's get it back to one of the most bizarre sounds you will hear. If you haven't seen this already, to me, this is the most tone-deaf moment in political history. And again, it's the day before Thanksgiving. You would think that Kamala Harris and all the Democrats would stop crying about the election and having podcasts to talk about why they lost and how they're going to come back and how Kamala's telling people. Anyway, do we have the longer cut?
Of Kamala?
And back in the studio. The Kamala longer cut where she tells all of her followers after coming back from Hawaii, while Joe Biden is nowhere to be found except pardoning turkeys and still being...
And she sounds like she's had one too many Mai Tais.
She sounds like a chick you would peek up, say, tonight, right? Everybody's out partying in Philly. You know, you go up to Fishtown, you go to South Philly, you know, you go down to Stogie Joe's, and then somebody comes stumbling out at like 155, right?
To remind you.
Yes.
Don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
I do have the full 9 minutes, too, if you want to.
No, I don't want 9 minutes.
You know what she sounds like? She sounds like my aunt telling me after she's had like her entire bottle of Asti Spumante at Christmas, telling me, you know, that I just need to keep believing in my dreams and keep going. I mean,
it's almost surreal. It's
sad.
Almost hard
Thank
to
you,
believe
Tim.
That. That's Estelle, our good friend. Imagine sitting down and then recording that. And it's like, what, 19 minutes or 9 minutes long? And she brings in Tim Walz, and then he says some stupid stuff.
No empathy, man.
No, man. And then the bottom line is, they're playing it. And you can't pull that down now, because that was put up by the Democratic Party. The party itself put that up. Wouldn't you think that if that video came into your being and you're running the Democratic Party, you sit down and you watch the first 30 seconds of it,
back
and you say,
you,
we
brother.
Can't, we can't possibly put this on the internet.
It's
and now
so
that
bad.
Right now is the most, that is the trending video, because so many great minds out there have put together memes of this video, and then there's collaborations with the other weird video of the night from last night. And that's Stephen King, another one of these celebrities who has completely lost his mind over Trump being elected as president. Did you see that video of Stephen King singing?
Look, he's at a karaoke bar. I actually don't think that one's that bad. He's an older dude with a horrible voice.
I'm an older dude with a lovely speaking voice, but
yeah,
I can't sing.
You guys want it.
Yeah, well, this is Stephen. Listen, I don't care who he votes for. I mean, obviously the guy's a legend, but he's also nuts.
He is nuts. But I'm not going to criticize him.
No, let's get this. Here he is.
Is that bird is the word?
Have you heard about the bird? I mean, I can nail that song. How is Stephen King, one of the greatest writers in history, can't even sing Everybody's Heard About the Bird?
Everybody's heard about the bird.
Bird is the word. Bird is the word. And then Stephen King. Play that Stephen King doing the bird in a bar, where he looks like he's 150 years old.
Can you play the video? Show the video.
Yeah, I want
people?
The video and the audio.
I don't think
Stephen
we can get
King.
That. I don't know. Oh, okay. Can we get that during the break maybe and come back at some point with that?
Oh, you don't have the audio?
I have the audio of Stephen King. I don't have the video of Stephen King ready to go. But
You have to see it. You can't appreciate Stephen King without looking
no,
at Stephen
really
King.
No, it's really a video thing. You're 100% right.
No, but you also can just play the audio again for people who haven't heard it.
It's wow. So bad. It's so bad. Oh, here, hold on a second. I actually have the video.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on a second. Let me pull it up, and I can think I can play it.
it's because it's worth it.
It is worth it. So, ready?
Here it is.
Oh, should I not?
Yeah, you can play it.
Hold on.
That's
hold
the video
on.
Up there, though.
Where's the video? You have the video up?
Why is it playing? Hold on. Uh-oh. I have to figure out why.
See, I'm not going to yell at Robin for all you people who think I yell at her. I do occasionally, but...
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm not playing something that I'm not supposed to play. Hold on.
There's no profanity in that video.
Hold on.
I mean, there should be if you're looking at Stephen King.
Well, yeah. Okay. There was profanity while I was watching it.
Get the hell off the stage!
Okay, here we go.
Here it is. Look at him, if you can see this.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's
bad.
And that's with a live band, so he's not singing it off a monitor.
I was wrong. I thought it was a karaoke thing that he was just.
No, he's in a live band.
No, it's a live band. Okay,
and
well
he's
then.
He's holding onto the mic, you know, like he's going to fall off the stage. He looks horrible, by the way.
No,
not my
excuse.
Style to criticize people's appearance, but I mean that is awful. That is absolutely.
How old is Stephen King?
I don't know. Please clap. Ridiculous.
Let's see how old he is. Stephen King is now.
He's got to be in his 80s, right?
77.
Well, he looks bad for 77.
Yeah, he does look bad for 77. Oh, but.
Was he drunk
okay.
there? Or?
I'm going to be fair.
I hope so. If he wasn't drunk.
Stephen King was in a horrible accident. He was walking on the side of the road and somebody ran into him. So
is this recent?
No. This is a while ago.
Well, that doesn't. He's still able to talk.
But he almost. Like, he was very much affected by that accident for the rest of his life.
Not enough to go out there and just keep talking about politics every day.
Touché. Well, I think when he got in the accident, something got loose up inside there. So,
like, you mean like most celebrities? Like, there were, did you see the videos over the weekend? Or not over the weekend, it's only Wednesday. But so you have two of the most reprehensible celebrities mm-hmm. who shouldn't even be talking about our country when they leave the country. So they're over in Italy at this film festival.
Right.
You saw who I'm talking about, right? They're going to be in the cut sheet, too. The one guy who somehow is still putting his face in public after shooting somebody and killing them accidentally. He's in Italy, and they're at this film festival.
Alec Baldwin,
and then the other chick who's also out of her mind, the actress who was had the famous crotch shot in the movies.
Oh,
what the heck's her name now?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. Yeah. They're in Italy at this film festival, and what do? They trash the United States. While they're there, they're trashing our country while they're in Italy, supposedly promoting films. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they trash, saying that Americans are ignorant and arrogant and do not know enough about the rest of the world.
We got it ready for you guys if you want either Sharon or Alec. Which one do you want first, Sharon?
Play Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, by the way, who somehow is back on Saturday Night Live because he's shameless. He's shameless. The guy probably should be in jail, but luckily, because he's a rich celebrity who's well-connected, he gets, you know, scot-free, gets off scot-free. They bring him back on Saturday Night Live to mock RFK Jr. Did you see that thing?
Yes.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I just watch the clips where people mock it. But he's on there mocking RFK Jr., right? And he's mocking his, obviously, his ability, you know, his these issues with speaking clearly. And that's a disease that he has.
Yes.
And then he goes to Europe and he's looking bad. Did you see the bags under his eyes?
Yeah, he's looked bad for a while. I mean, but he definitely.
It's not my style.
His bags are starting to look like Soros.
They
the Soros bags.
Yeah.
And again, if they can say whatever they want, that's what's great about America. You can rip it all you want. And that's what's great about X. You can go on X and rip people. And all these conversations on CNN about you can't. And by the way, Kauri Champion, who was fired by ESPN, has now found a way to get on to CNN and embarrass herself further. And she embarrasses herself further on CNN yesterday, talking about you can't go on X. You can go on X and say anything and you won't be fact checked. Which is totally wrong. And then Scott Jennings just absolutely wrecked her.
Well, that's another clip. But we should play this Alec Baldwin clip.
Yeah, play the Alec Baldwin cut. Talk about...
In my country, without going into significant detail, half the people in the country are happy and half the people in the country are very unhappy. It's a very difficult time in the United States. And I think the only way people can learn... what is happening, and film is unique in this way, not only what's happening in the United States, but around the world. What's happening, you might not learn from the news. Television news in the United States is a business. They have to make money. And again, not to go into great detail about that, but there's a hole, there's a vacuum. There is a gap, if you will, in... information for Americans. Americans are very uninformed about reality, what's really going on with climate change, Ukraine, Israel, you name it, all the biggest topics in the world.
Mm-hmm. So this guy, this clown who killed somebody on a movie set, goes to Italy at a film festival and starts calling half of Americans uneducated and stupid. Sharon Stone did the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have access. We don't have access to information in the United States. And so these people who voted, basically saying people who voted for Trump are uneducated.
Right.
That's what this strapper, this crumb creep coward is saying about America. Sharon Stone was even worse. Did you hear what Sharon Stone said? Play the. Can you pull up the Sharon Stone? Right.
You know, Italy Washed has up. Seen fascism. Italy has seen these things. You guys, you understand what happens. You have seen this before. My country is in its adolescence. Adolescence is very arrogant. Adolescence thinks it knows everything. Adolescence is naive and ignorant and arrogant. And we are in our ignorant, arrogant adolescence. We haven't seen this before in our country. So Americans who don't travel, who 80% don't have a passport, who are uneducated, are in their extraordinary naivete. What I can say is that the only way that we can help with these issues is to help each other.
Remember, this is at a film festival in front of Italian media in Italy. And this dried up, washed out broad is over there talking about how naive we are in this country.
You know, I mean, I think that this is the problem. They have shown, right, that on average, Kamala Harris supporters had more, quote unquote,
brains,
education, right?
Exactly.
Education. They were more highly educated. That doesn't mean that they're smarter, however. And this has been shown over and over and over again, that just because you had you went to college doesn't mean that you are smarter. It just means that you have had more classroom education. There are so many jobs out there that have shown that you don't even need the education to be able to do it, yet they still require it. So we have a major disconnect between our education and smarts.
And Buzz, by the way, the same celebrities who are being paid millions of dollars to go out and pimp Kamala Harris helped her lose.
Yeah.
They were one of the main reasons she lost. They were vapid. Just people taking paychecks and going out there and not even performing what they do. And then they're still crying about Trump being Hitler. She's basically saying that Trump is Hitler.
I know.
And we haven't had Hitler in our country yet, but the Italians know about fascism. That's what this stupid broad is out there spinning at a stupid film festival in Italy. This isn't a political conversation in Italy. She's taking the time to absolutely destroy and rip the people in this country because they didn't vote the way her warped brain wanted her to vote.
Well, but I think the one of the issues that we have is that a lot of people who are very highly educated, they look down upon people who are not.
Yeah.
And I think that there's that is a major disconnect that we have in this country, that education has been pushed on us as if that is the be-all and end-all. And like they say, you know, somebody that's educated, somebody that's gone to college lives longer. Well, they don't, that's not a correlation. Just because somebody that's educated lives longer, that means oftentimes that they have actually had better youth, that from day one, they have had a better lifestyle because
exactly. They've
had more money. It's not about education. It's about poor versus rich. And poor people don't live as long because they don't have as much, their health hasn't been as good. Their food isn't as good. And that's one of the things that we are finally seeing a push towards, like people complaining and saying, we want better health care. We want not just health care, but we want better health. And that's how come not just the MAGA movement, but the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again with RFK Jr., has been such a big thing because poor people are recognizing
exactly
that the food that they've been eating, that we have been pushing on us, that's cheaper, is actually really unhealthy for us.
These people are among the dumbest human beings walking this earth.
Yeah.
People like Sharon Stone and the stupid drunken brothers, the Baldwin brothers. These people are scum of the earth. Anybody who listens to them and that they somehow represent the United States of America is delusional. It's just delusional.
Jimmy Minnelli on the chat says, how about saying attended college instead of educated?
Exactly.
Well, I think the reason why I say educated is because that's their verbiage for it. And I think that we, you know, like I know so many people who have not been to college who are some of the most intelligent people that I know. And before it used to be education versus street smarts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think and Kevin Pohl says book smarts does not equal intelligence. And I think that that's really, really true. There are so many fields out there that I feel that if you learn those skills outside of college, you should be able to be qualified for those types of jobs, but they have made that like a bridge that you cannot cross unless you have a BA or an MA that you are not allowed to even apply for these jobs. And I think that that's something that we really need to get away from, that if you can pass a test, you should be able to qualify.
No,
this way we get away from like the, oh, I have a degree and I'm
of
so
course,
much
everybody. That's
than
what
you,
happened
you know?
In the election. People got tired of being lectured by elitists who don't know squat about anything. All right. Sharon Stone is so far removed from reality that if she spread her legs again, she wouldn't be able to have anybody look at her.
Now,
I mean, that's what made her famous, right?
Yes.
If she didn't spread her legs in that movie, no one would know who Sharon Stone is. Right.
The one thing that I do agree with, though, I do think Americans on average do need to travel more. I think that it would really benefit everyone.
You know why people don't travel more, Robin? Because they don't have the money to travel.
I know.
Who else? Somebody else just said that. Some other ignorant celebrity just said that. Well, if people went out and they got a passport. No, who was the other celebrity who said, you know, people should get passports and go out and travel the world?
But let me ask you this. There are a lot of, I mean, I know, quote unquote, poorer people that still go on vacation. They spend a lot of money going to Disneyland or going to,
that's because they have kids, Robin.
Well, but no, let me finish. But they spend a lot of money doing things here in the United States rather than thinking about going to a different country. And I think that's one, like, I wish that there were more programs to send younger people out to other countries so that you have more of awareness. I think
I agree, Robin. No one's disagreeing with you. But when you insult people who don't have passports and put them in that little box that they're stupid because they can't go to Luxembourg because they can't afford to go.
Yeah. No, and I think we really need to get away from that.
And the thing about, well, you should travel the world. Of course you should. But not everybody can, Robin. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, not everybody wants to. Well, and I've said it before. Keith Olbermann is the smartest person I ever met. Book smart. As far as relating to people, as far as understanding how to get along with people in the streets, outside of his penthouse overlooking Central Park West, he doesn't have the ability to communicate with people one-to-one. And I'm saying this as a guy who's known him for 40-plus years. So we'll take a break. We know celebrities don't pay attention to, I mean, you don't have to pay attention to me either, but you're listening, so you must like it because we're here having fun. We're not telling you how to think, what to think, who to vote for, who to invite for Thanksgiving. All we're telling you is that it's Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, Luigi Curto filling in.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This hour is brought to you by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon.
It's a retreat, not retreat.
Retreat.
It's Joseph Anthony Retreat.
Retreat. We're not running away from it. We're going running towards it.
Retreat.
Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping with three locations: Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com.
Or me, who's Anthony Joseph, but not at .com. And I don't have my own retreat, but, you know, if you come out, we'll go out to the pool or the jacuzzi here outside, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm a .net lost guy.
Now, I understand we have some phone
calls.
Yeah,
we have the phone. We had heavy phones today.
Can we just get an introduction of that other voice that's checking in here?
There is going to be a cut sheet. People are asking. The cut sheet's coming up.
Hey, Miss Robin and Tony, can we just get an introduction of the other voice that's joining us right now as well?
Yes, I just mentioned that's the great Luigi Curto, friend of the show. He joins us here. He's down here living in Florida right now.
He's our house boy.
He's our house boy. He's the guy that gets – he doesn't get me coffee. He did today because I was getting my second cup.
I asked. I'm getting up to get some coffee. Would anybody like an additional cup of coffee? Tony said, yes, please. And I said, no problem.
That's Luigi,
that's a friend to do each other.
Luigi's living down here and he's got his dog Penny, the best dog ever. So he takes her to the beach in the morning. You took her out yesterday at like 7:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah, we go at it. Well, once a week we're on the beach. We're running around once a week. She's living life. She's having a blast.
He's now officially a resident. He just got his driver's license, which is by
one of the greatest pictures ever.
Well, yes.
Pictures.
Whoever is the photographer down at the Cape Coral.
It's the Lee County license.
Best photographer ever. His photograph. I'm like, you need to get like wallet sizes.
Yeah, those are great.
That's what everybody's getting for Christmas.
Yeah, make that your. Yeah, get wallpaper. Make that your wallpaper.
Well, if I get this haircut soon, it's not going
to
fit.
I mean, he's got beautiful hair, if anybody has to see. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. We have Anthony on the line. A lot of Antonys. It's a Philly thing, you know. Hey, yo, Ant. Anthony, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Tom? How you doing, brother?
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
So I just wanted to respond because I got so angry. I've been listening to you to 1210 for 15 years, 20 years. I've been listening before Zioli even came on during the day. I just got back from Amsterdam, and I got back on Monday. Everybody I've ever spoken to over there is so ecstatic that Trump won, and they cannot wait for everything to get back to normality.
Now, Robin, of course, you know, grew up in the Netherlands, and she has been
that's
to the
correct.
Red Light District.
that's where I was at, but everybody I spoke to, German, Irish, Dutch, Ukrainian, everybody I've ever run into over there, English, is so happy that he is president, and they're so ecstatic that they want everything back to normal.
Now, did you find, because this is when I talked to my friends and family back home, that the people that only listen to regular media, they are still against Trump. They believe everything that's being fed to them, whereas anybody else that's not, kind of like over here, that is not listening to mainstream media, that has other media sources, information sources, they're all like, oh no, we want Trump. Because they want to break the establishment. There's an establishment over there, and in Europe, it's even worse than here, believe it or not, that especially with all the immigration. Did you find that as well, that people are just fed up?
Extremely fed up. They are so mad at the way the government's been handling, especially in the Netherlands, how they've been handling businesses and just the way they've been conducting themselves and basically shortchanging the workers has made so everybody so angry. They could barely get by. When I was speaking to some of the service workers, you know, what they make over there is ridiculous for them to try to live day to day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talk about, you know, socialized medicine. But, you know, when we were on vacation and I had my heart attack the last time we went on vacation, that was socialized medicine. But if you're not an American, I mean, if you're an American in a country and you need care, you're not going to get free health care.
Yeah. Well, and also the socialized medicine has changed. A lot of people, a lot of the mainstream information over here touts Europe, especially the Netherlands, as like this great place with the medicine is so fantastic. Well, it's changed. Socialized medicine over there used to be free because they funded it with mostly their offshore oil and stuff, which they ran out of. They don't have the offshore oil anymore. Those wells are dry. And so now people have to supplement and pay for their insurance. And if they are unable to pay for it, they get the bare minimum, where, as you mentioned, in like Italy and locations, you have to wait months.
You have to drive across. In my family at Palermo, my uncle, he had to travel around the entire island just to see an eye doctor.
Speaking of a dry well, my ex just texted me.
What did she say? Oh!
But, yeah, no.
Luigi bringing the funk early in the morning.
So what they were saying is, I think the one young lady I was speaking to, they have to pay $900. I'm not sure if it was a month or biweekly for medical insurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, everybody thinks everything's free.
It's
nothing's
not
free.
Anymore.
Somebody's paying for it.
It used to be
50% taxes.
Yep.
It's an outrage, and I'm never going to Holland because, A, I don't need weed. I don't need hookers, and I can see all the tulips I want down here in Florida. And windmills, the windmills there don't generate power.
It was very nice.
The Netherlands is a beautiful, wonderful country, and the people over there are wonderful.
It really is.
No, I know. I just bust Robin's chops.
And he keeps saying that it rains every day.
Sunday was beautiful. It was like 62 and sunny. It was gorgeous. Every other day was a little rainy. It sucked.
Yeah, it's miserable. The weather there sucks. Who wants to live there?
It's great. If you're just passing through.
Oh,
no. It's a beautiful.
And appreciate the call, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate listening and calling in this morning, brother.
That's insane. $900 a month for medical coverage. That's why I'm playing dollar parlays. They pay $1.3 million.
25 legs.
Yeah, 25 legs. I got that at the extended leg package. I get the Kathy Ireland package. It pays a little extra, but you got to add a little extra on top. It's incredible.
By the way, John Patterson checking in on the stream says, Tony, I left the warm confines of Delray Beach yesterday to come back to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving, and I'm freezing.
I'm going back to Philly December 10th.
I know.
Be back in Philly.
So to bundle up, bro.
I'm leaving the warm weather to head back up to the frigid temperatures of the Northeast.
What's the temperature up there this morning, Phil? And the boys up in the studio, Dan.
37 degrees and sunny. It's just sunny.
37
yeah.
and sunny?
Yeah, it's 37. A balmy 37.
Dude. By the way, thanks for reminding me. Yes, I was screen sharing. At least there wasn't anything bad that I was.
Did you have pornography up there, Robin?
No, I was trying to find
Netherlands.
I was trying to put the split screen with the quad screen on there.
The quattro box?
Quattro box.
Not the octo box. Or the octo mom, who I believe is still, is she still cranking out kids or what?
Every time she opens her legs, Tommy.
I hope she is done.
She can't take a footstep without splitting twins. It's incredible.
We're going to take another break. Coming back, we have more phone calls, right? And, of course, the much-anticipated, never-duplicated, the cut sheet coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the musical mystery movie clip of the day and a fabulous prize today.
Yeah,
music.
I just want to hang out for those two segments, and then I'm out. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, I want to be a part of the cut sheet because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then
will you just come in here and dictate?
No.
Just choosing
America,
what you're going to be.
Last time I checked, I'm not dictating anything. We won, remember? So I'm also, because the movie clip, I've guessed it 4 weeks in a row in like half a second.
You are not eligible.
I can't win?
Nope.
Well, it's a great prize. You know what the prize is?
What's the prize?
Tickets to see the Pennsylvania Philharmonic perform the music of John Williams on December 15th.
Oh. Remind me to miss it.
Are you kidding me? John Williams is one of the all-time greats.
Now, that's one I would want to go to. Can I play?
Wait, when is it?
It's coming up on the campus of Bucks County Community College at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. How about that? I love orchestras. I love live orchestras.
But when is the date for it?
It doesn't say here, I'm sure they have it's not a one-night thing. Is that a one-night thing?
I don't know.
Dan?
I should look into
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can look into it.
Anything with a harmonica blows anyway. So
No, it's a Philharmonic.
Oh,
it's like Mickey's Philharmonic when you go to Disney and Mickey's conducting the orchestra.
It's a bunch of people playing the harmonica.
I know.
John Palmer.
We're coming right back. The phone number is 855-839-1210. The cut sheet, all the good fun and stuff, still ahead right here. The day before Thanksgiving on 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, when Jerry Blavitt was alive, all the comedians, the Don Mareras, they would all come back to Philly and hang out. And we'd have partying all night long until they threw us out at 2 o'clock.
Speaking of memories, Tony,
yes.
We have a caller, Kevin, who says that he has a great memory of you.
Memories are made of this. Let's go to the lines. Kevin, good morning. You're on 1210 WPHT.
Good morning, Tony, Miss Robin, Luigi. Before I say that, I have something. I know why Tony would never go to Holland, because when he goes to visit, as soon as he gets off the plane, Miss Robin would have him euthanized, since it's legal.
Exactly.
Oh.
He wouldn't even make it through customs. Are you kidding me?
Come on now. I'd hang on to him a little bit longer.
It'd be separating time one way or another.
That's the I kid because I care. So,
of course,
it must have been either 1990 or 1991. Tony was working a morning show, and you guys both know the story. And a certain host, Angelo, had said, did you guys hear about this interstate lottery called the Powerball? Some person in Wisconsin had just won $100 million last night. What's someone going to do with $100 million in Wisconsin? And without missing a beat, Al Morgani said one word, move. And Tony lost his mind. He just went, move! And it, like, for 5-10 minutes, he couldn't stop. And that's my biggest memory of you guys.
And I haven't stopped laughing since. Because, you know,
that's good advice.
No, the thing about doing this is that, you know, I have fun doing this. That's why I keep doing it. And plus, I need the money. But other than that, I say it all the time. You know, I don't have a full-time gig. Now I love filling in here on 1210 WPHT. We do our own show on Friday nights on X and on all the different podcast apps that you can check on. So we have fun doing this. Luigi's a part of it. Robin's a part of it. And we're not soft now. I'm not soft. Well, yeah, you become soft when you live down here and then you go back into the cold. It happened to me when I moved to L.A. in 2000. You know, I was living in Philly, and then all of a sudden you move to L.A., and you got to start drinking more water because it's a dry climate out there. And I got kidney stones when I moved to L.A. because I wasn't drinking enough water. So you have to adapt to wherever you live. And so you live in a warm climate. You live in a damp climate like here where it's hot and humid. You know, you drink water, but, you know, you burn it off. You sweat more here. In California or Arizona, when you go out and run and it's 105 degrees out, you don't sweat as much because it evaporates right away, and you don't realize you don't have enough water in your system. This is a health show, too. See, I think RFK Jr. should hire me. RFK Jr. should hire me as an assistant.
I'm a marathoner, so like I have a little bit more to say on this one. The climate doesn't really matter as much. Running sucks in general. That's just the way it is. Yeah. That's just sucks. No matter where you're at.
What's
that? Exactly.
So why does he do marathons if running sucks? I feel like it's counterintuitive.
Because it's self-punishment and cathartic, and it's how I sweat the drugs out. I don't know, dude. I mean,
you know what it is? He's a Catholic as well. It's like that old school where you used to flagellate yourself. Now the people go out and run instead.
It's flagellate, Robin. Yeah, flagellate.
Self-flagellation.
Yes, flagellation. Exactly.
Okay, what?
The real truth is I wanted to be able to unapologetically wear neon at all times. That's what it really was. And that's like beneath this shirt, neon. I'm telling you that right now.
The reason to show off the thighs, right?
That's all it is.
Do we have time for one more caller before we break? Should we go to Ed?
Ed in Delran, New Jersey. Ed, good morning.
You know it. Good morning. Hey, listen, I'm not playing Uno. I just want to talk to my main man, Mr. Bruno.
Nice.
A little play on words there. A
little rhyming action in the morning.
Exactly. Ed on the spot here. Ed, can you give Miss Robin a poem by chance?
I appreciate that. That's a nice challenge for me this morning.
I got one. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-oh.
Robin, draw 4. No, I don't know.
Hey, wait a minute. You helped me. Robin knew to score and a whole lot more, and she will never bore.
There you go.
Right. Let's say the other word that starts with a W, my friend, because that will not be good for us on Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, and by the way, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody there at 1210 and everybody listening. And let me tell you something. For me, it's a blessed Thanksgiving, just like you guys, because it's morning in America again, to quote a once famous president.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's Thanksgiving is the one holiday I think everybody can agree on. It's a great day to get together with friends.
Yes.
Spend $58 and you can feed the whole family the whole neighborhood.
You're right.
It's the best holiday. It's what holidays should be all about.
Thank you, Ed.
Exactly. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. Are we coming back with the 8 o'clock hour? You know what happens in the 8 o'clock hour, Luigi?
Is it the witching hour?
No, it's not the witching hour, where wins become losses and losses become wins.
So you know what we do here on Sundays, folks.
Scott Hansen's over here.
It's the witching hour.
It's been a witching decade over
here. Yes, it has. But anyway, we're coming back. The much-anticipated, never-duplicated cut sheet coming up at around 8:15-ish. Also, we'll have the mystery. We'll have a couple of phone calls, too, of friends that are calling in with some quality audio. That's what this is all about. And that's why we're here. It's Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, Luigi Curto, the whole gang here filling in for Nick Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.